Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Stripe helps many of the world's most influential companies grow their revenue and build a more profitable business. Whether it's Hertz making checkout a smooth ride for their customers, OpenAI answering unprecedented demand, or PGA chipping away at back office inefficiency, Stripe's financial infrastructure platform helps companies achieve ambitious goals. No matter what success looks like for your business, Stripe helps ensure the complexity of financial systems doesn't get in your way. Learn more at stripe.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Some of you may have seen this. The Fine Gael TD and Media Minister Patrick O'Donovan saying he is not going to impose a so-called Netflix levy. That's what it's called. It's a bit more than that. But essentially, this was policy supported by the last government. His predecessor, very supportive of it, Catherine Martin, and he has the power to do it. The last government passed legislation that gave him the power to impose this levy that would increase the pool of money available to Irish production companies. One of those companies, of course, Sinéad Will. Larry Bass is the CEO there. Larry, you're welcome to the show. You and I have spoken about this before. Are you disappointed with the government minister's stance?
Hi, Kieran. Not only was I disappointed, I was flabbergasted that an Irish government minister would go out with a statement that is so ill-informed, was so plain to the audience. Is he trying to win votes of Netflix subscribers? But the very fact remains that this is an European-wide legislation, and it's been adopted by over 14 countries to date. It is providing jobs right across Europe. It's providing content for European audiences in their distinctive language. And meanwhile, here in Ireland, where we're dominated in English language by content from the US and the UK, this would have been one of the funds that would have been applied to resource Irish content. And the main fact that he's got wrong is that this isn't going to increase the cost of Netflix to any Irish subscriber. The whole idea is, and it's already been accounted for by all the streamers, is that this is a levy on what they collect in the country here that gets spent on content. Some of that content could even be for Netflix. These are been proven the case in France, for example, where the levy is set at over 20%. And the combination of investment and spend, French content on Netflix has grown so much so they've opened studios in France and are creating shows which not only appealing to a French audience, but have gone global. Shows like Call My Agent, for example.
Well, people might suggest, though, if the levy is on what they collect, they still might find a way of imposing that cost on the consumer, ultimately, that they'll just pass it on. They'll collect more by increasing the cost.
The whole point is, Kieran, that all of these streamers have to make content. The idea is to try and encourage them to make content where they're collecting the revenue so that they're also creating content which reflects their audience. Otherwise, you know, the minister's children and future generations will grow up with American accents and not see any stories which reflect their lives, their communities, our culture, or our lives. Irish content has to be paid, and it has to be paid from somewhere. If we're going to be increasingly watching more content from international streamers, we have to have the ability as a nation state not only to protect our culture, but to insist on Irish content being made available to Irish consumers.
So at the moment, what's the business model? I mean, where would a private production company go about getting money or collecting money or increasing sourcing funds, rather, to create something?
Well, by far here in Ireland, there are two main sources. The RTE spend a chunk of the licence fee on content here in Ireland for Irish consumers. And the tax credit that is available through the Irish legislation here that attracts in foreign direct investment. To give you one example, the RTE independent production unit fund is approximately 42 million per year. Mm. Netflix are currently shooting a show here called Wednesday, a very popular show right around the world. The budget for that is way in excess of 42 million on one show. So, you know, for Irish production companies, we would pitch to various platforms, as many Irish companies have pitched and made shows for the likes of Netflix and Amazon. And Bad Sisters, for example, which is shot here in Ireland, is made for Apple. Mm. So there is the occasional show that gets out onto international streamers. But the by far the biggest funder of Irish content here for Irish audiences is RTE.
But if that kind of pool of funding available is 42 odd million, give or take, in any given year, and you've got shows like Wednesday with a budget much bigger than that, it's going to be hard to compete, I guess.
Oh, totally.
Is the problem.
Why,
you know, close to impossible to compete? Are we getting to that point?
It's not impossible. You know, great content, and we've always had a great track record of punching way above our weight. Irish content's always been compared and contrasted with some of the best in the world from the UK. Irish audiences have been watching content for all the UK channels. So when we make a show here, we've got to make it as good, if not better, than what you'd see in the UK. But you're probably doing it on a much smaller budget. So we're well used to doing that, competing at a higher level. The main thing is that the minister, in previous statements, has said, you know, he's tired of the funding going to RTE. The funding that's going to RTE is just the government guaranteeing to pay what should be collected by the licence fee, which unfortunately, over the last few years, because of all the goings on, covered in media and what was happening in RTE, licence fee wasn't being collected, wasn't being paid. It was not being collected by over 20% of the licence fee. It wasn't being collected before all of that emerged. So government have just, for the next couple of years only, have said they will underpin the licence fee until they decide on a probably more advanced, better way of funding public service media than the current licence fee is, which is frankly out of date. But it's also, it has not been increased in over 17 years. So Irish content is really under-resourced, and we just don't have the ability to fund without other funds becoming available. So the minister is saying that he'd like to see other funding other than just RTE. Here's one of the potential funds that he's shutting down before he's even allowed to be collected. So, and the point being, this is legislated for over 2 years ago at the EU level. It's up to each nation state to administer it in whichever way they decide. The government here, successive governments, have had reports being written about it. The usual scenario with Ireland, let's kick this can as far down the road as we can. And here we go, just when it's about to be enacted, the minister decides that it's not popular to do so. Well, it's funny how he's turning into this Mr. Popular. If that's the type of politician that we're going to get running the country, we're going to be in a sorry state, certainly from a cultural point of view.
It's more that I think than kicking the can down the road, if it's to be believed, all the reporting. I think the Sunday Times said he's actually going to try and amend the legislation to ensure that Commerce Union demand cannot introduce this levy in the future without government approval. So putting up extra barriers in case any future minister were to change their mind. But when you look at what he said about RTE and the money guaranteed to them, and you look at what he said about the industry, and you read that statement and look at what he said about the so-called Netflix levy or the streamers levy, do you think he understands the business?
I don't. And I don't know. I haven't met the minister in his current portfolio. I did meet him when he was Minister for Sport, and I was on the FEI Finance Committee briefly. But I don't think he's fully informed. I do think he's been lobbied hard by the likes of Netflix and other tech companies. And as usual, those who have the budgets to do the lobbying can obviously have the effect, because it sounds like he's making this public statement based on ill-informed and one-sided view. It's certainly not in the interest of Ireland. It's certainly not in the interest of the Irish culture and Irish tradition, and our ability to actually compete internationally with any content makers right around the world. We have to have resource, and we have to fund, and we need a level playing field. Why should Ireland be one of the only EU countries not to have a levy on all these streamers? You know, we've got a culture war going on right around the world, led now by Mr. Trump, who's thrown up even bigger walls and tariffs on trade. And if we don't protect Irish culture, frankly, won't be anything left. So we have to have politicians who will stand up for who we are as Irish people, Irish citizens, and protect Irish stories. And also, as a politician representing Limerick, one would think he would be concerned about the jobs and welfare of Troy Studios in Limerick, which can house huge productions, but it needs to be able to attract in, have resource. And these levies are the type of revenue that can help underpin shows that be made in studios right across Ireland, including Limerick.
Larry Bass, CEO of Shinuel. Larry, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Summer is almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.